Well, good morning. How you doing today? Are you ready today for a good coffee and confessions? Hey, I'm Jeremiah Smith. I'm so glad to be with you, and I hope that you're pumped up. You got your drink, you got you some coffee, you got you something there. I've got me a vitamin water with coffee. So you want to make sure that you have something ready to go, because you're probably going to want something to drink as you're doing your confessions today. Hey, I'm so thrilled to be with you. I hope that you're pumped up this week and ready for a wonderful, wonderful week. Do you believe this could be a good week? Well, it starts with your mouth. This is going to be a wonderful week. Praise the Lord in Christ Jesus. Say that with me. This will be my week of a wonderful week in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Well, hey, I'm so glad to be with you, like I say. And we always like to start out with a scripture. And I'm going to start out with Psalms 34:8. Have you ever read that? Psalms 34:8. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Isn't that right? It says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Are you going to trust him this week? Have you tasted that the Lord is good? I know I have. It's too late for me. You can't convince me of something different. I've already done the backstroke in his presence. I've already been jumping in and swimming in his presence for too long. You can't convince me of something otherwise. God is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And you can trust him, right? This week, you can trust him that he can make your life better. He can guide you into a better way. Praise the Lord. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, let's go ahead and get into our confessions. Are you ready today? You got your confessions in front of you. You go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam.com and hit the pages tab and hit the confessions tab. And you can go right along with us doing these confessions and say, why are confessions important? Well, that's one way to release your faith. Amen. You say, well, I don't know about speaking in my faith and speaking the word. Well, how'd you get saved? You had to speak something, right? You had to confess it. You had to agree with God. And it's so important that you're agreeing with God today so that he can do some wonderful things in your life. So let's start at the top there. We're going to do the confessions sheet right off of jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam.com. If you like, you can print it off of there, and you can read it and use it at your own time. So we're going to go ahead and get started today. I've taken this from numerous different places, different ministries. I put my own things in there, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you today. Let's go ahead and get into this today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalms 103:2. Lord, and abeast your word, we're calling Stephen New today. All the benefits Jesus has provided for me. He has forgiven all my sins. He's my healer. I receive my healing and health today. Do you receive your healing and health today? Well, speak it out of your mouth. I receive my healing and health today. My life is redeemed from destruction. I'm crowned with his loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagle. That's better than any cream you can apply. Amen. My youth is renewed like the eagles. He executes righteousness and judgment for us against oppression. I am free. He makes known his ways to me. I am the child, and I follow him. I receive his grace and mercy and obtain it in times of need. I don't know about you, but I've needed lots of grace and mercy. Deal with Jeremiah. Have you ever had need to have grace and mercy dealing with you? Hey, aren't you glad he gives us grace and mercy and we can attain it in times of need? Well, we have three prayers here we're going to pray. These are powerful prayers, two from Ephesians, one from Colossians. And I believe if you pray these prayers, the more you pray them, I believe you're going to have more enlightenment. You're going to see the word in a different way. I remember, and I say this often, but you know, I remember Brother Hagin talking about praying these prayers, and he turned to his wife and said, "What have I been teaching?" Well, it's because you get enlightenment by praying these prayers. And so we're going to go ahead and get into these prayers here. And we're going to pray them for yourself. Just put yourself in the prayers as we pray them. And I believe that they'll have a big impact on your life. Ephesians 1:16 through 23 is the first one. And we're just going to put ourselves in there. "You have given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of Jesus Christ. I thank you that my eyes of understanding are being enlightened to know the hope of your calling and the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. Revealing to me the exceeding greatness of your power, according to the working of your mighty power, which raised Christ from the dead and set him at your right hand." Ephesians 3 is the next one in the 14th verse. And is where we start. And we'll just start and put yourself in there as you read it. "Grant me, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your spirit, my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height and no love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the goodness, or I might be filled with God. I praise you, that Lord, that you're able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. Praise the Lord. Started to go off the side there, didn't I? Amen. I like that. I praise you, Lord, that you're able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. Praise God. I love that. Colossians, the first chapter, the ninth verse, says it like this: I pray that you fill me with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of you, being worthy of you and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of you, strengthened with all might, according to your glorious power, and to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Unto you, Lord, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, those are some powerful prayers, and if you look at those and you analyze them a little bit, you'll be surprised all the things you're praying for yourself and good things for yourself. And so they're powerful prayers to pray on a regular basis. Let's go ahead and get some confessions here for fear and worry. Are you dealing with some fear and worry and some anxiety today? Well, these are some great confessions to help you with that. So let's go ahead and get into these today. I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good, Romans 12:21 and 1 Corinthians 12:27. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your word and your spirit comfort me, Psalms 23:4. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me, Isaiah 54:14. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord, Isaiah 54:17. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I'm like a tree by rivers of water, Psalms 1:3. Oh, that's some powerful stuff there. Lord, you have delivered me from the evils of this world, for it is God's will, Galatians 1:4. No evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, Psalms 91:10. For you've given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, Psalms 91:11. In my pathway is life. Amen. And there is no death, Proverbs 12:28. Some of you need to read this over and over. You've been thinking on the wrong things. You need to say every day, I in my pathway is life. And there is no death, Proverbs 12:28. I am a doer of the word, and I am blessed in my deeds, James 1:22 and 25. I take the shield of faith and stop everything the enemy brings against me, Ephesians 6:16. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I forbid any sickness to come on me, Galatians 3:13. I overcome by the blood of Christ and the word of my testimony, Revelations 12:11. The devil flees from me because I resist him in Jesus' name, James 4:7. The word of God is forever still in heaven, Psalms 119:89. And great is the peace in my children, for they're taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54:13. Well, let's go ahead and get that drink right that we've been talking about here. I'm going to get one right there. How about you get your drink there? There we go. Amen. Well, have you needed some stuff? You got material needs? Well, it's good to start speaking some good things for the material things in your life. Are you saying you're broke all the time? Are you saying you don't have any money in your wallet all the time? Well, it's a good thing to start speaking the right things into your life. Let's go ahead and get into that. Christ is redeeming from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and death. Galatians 3:13, Deuteronomy 28, for poverty has given me wealth. For sickness, he's given me health, 2 Corinthians 8:9. I'm rich because of the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22. Now I delight myself in the Lord. He gives me the desires of my heart, Psalms 37:4. I've given as given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, Luke 6:38. I have all sufficiency of all things, abound to all good works, 2 Corinthians 9:8. For my God has made all grace abound toward me, 2 Corinthians 9:8. There is no lack. Maybe you need to say that today, you know, and you are lacking stuff. Well, you need to start changing your words. There is no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Well, let's go ahead and get some good confessions for guidance and wisdom today. I believe God will give you some guidance and wisdom if you let him do that today. The spirit of truth abideth in me. He teaches me all things. He guides me into all truth, John 16:13. Isn't that good? I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things, 1 John 2:20. God gives me wisdom freely, James 1:5. I'm always at the right place at the right time. My steps are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37:23. I have perfect knowledge of every circumstance I come up against, James 1:5. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he directs my path, Proverbs 3:6. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalms 119, 105. He will perfect that which concerneth me, Psalms 138, 8. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom, Colossians 3:16. I follow the good shepherd. Who are you following today? You follow the good shepherd? I follow the good shepherd. How about you? I follow the good shepherd, for I know his voice, A stranger I will not follow, John 10:3-4. I'm not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind by the word of God, Romans 12:2. And these are our last confessions here, and they're for comfort and strength. Are you needing some comfort and some strength today? You know, maybe your physical body feels weak today. Well, these are some great scriptures to help you with strength. Something about the word of God, it can quicken you, bring strength to your body. Amen. Quicken your mind. Make your mind stronger. Amen. And better than any vitamin you have, any pill you take. Amen. It'll quicken you. The joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The Lord is the strength of my life, Psalms 27:1. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will not let the word depart from before my eyes, for it is life and it is health, Proverbs 4:21-22. I let no corrupt word come in my mouth, but that which is good to edify, in Ephesians 4:29. I refuse to give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. I speak the truth in love and grow up in him in all things, Ephesians 4:15. No man shall take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life, John 10:28. I let the peace of God rule my heart, and I refuse to worry about anything, Colossians 3:15. And that which I refuse to allow here on earth, God also refuses to allow. And that which I do allow, God also allows to come to pass here on earth, Matthew 16:19. I'm a believer. I always like to stop right here. I'm a believer. How about you? Are you a believer today? Oh, I'm a believer. And these signs do follow me. Are they following you today? I speak with new tongues. Oh, I know that makes some people mad. I speak with new tongues. I take authority over the devil. Amen. Baptists take authority over the devil. Praise the Lord. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. Mark 16:17-18. I'm complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:10. Amen. And here's just a few confessions I have at the end. I'm the healed of the Lord. 1 Peter 2:24. Isaiah 53:5. Favor works out all my situations. Favor goes before me, behind me, side to side. Psalms 5:12. No weapon formed against me will succeed. Isaiah 54:17. Amen. Well, you know, and I believe this is the year that God's going to do more. Do you believe that? You're going to have more blessings in your life, more prosperity in your life, more healing in your life, more opportunities this year, praise the Lord, in your life. I believe this is my year of opportunities and progression. Amen. Do you believe that? Do you believe this is your year of opportunities and progression? So I just agree with what's been prophesied this year, that this is my year of opportunities, more in progression in my life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, I've enjoyed my confessions with you today. And by the word of God today, you know, God's confessions, I don't want to say mine, but I claim them as mine, because anything God has, I want to claim it as mine. Amen. Amen. You know, and I'm so glad I get to spend time with you. I hope you're ready for a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you. We look forward to spend more time with you Wednesday. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact us for prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to JeremiahSmithMinistries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.